is you loving guidance, the man who wants to protect you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually from getting caught up in situations I know will cause more damage and keep you off the path where you belong. I don't want that for you. It's an important focal point with every book I write. Each book represents pieces to a puzzle designed to make sure you get what you deserve and experience the life that God set up for you. Also, I understand people struggle with relationships, and I want to be able to break down every aspect. I don't believe in just writing one book and trying to mash everything into it. What you will experience are different books that cover different aspects of the puzzle that helps you see the bigger picture. It's all created to ensure you receive what's best, as long as you embrace the information and are willing to do your part in the process. I want to see you win. Period. Point blank. I no longer want to see you hurting or lacking. I want to witness you getting everything you deserve. This is the reason why I wrote this book. I can hear the questions now. What about the men? The men need help too. You're absolutely correct. I have books for men and they're available if they choose to invest. I'll always be willing to encourage and help them. However, I'm going to be honest with you. You are my priority. Women have an amazing power that is gravely important to and in this world. My mission to help you heal and get back on track can have such a profound impact on society. You are our mothers, sisters, and wives. Collectively, your influence is greater than you realize. Even if none of those roles apply, be you a friend or in your day-to-day behavior, your energy is huge. I recognize its importance. I can heal 100 men, and those 100 men may be unable to heal one woman. However, I can heal one woman, and her energy has the power to impact those 100 men and more. And you may not understand or fully agree. However, I'm telling you, as a man who's coached individuals for over 9 years, I can attest to your capabilities as a woman, and it's important to protect and nurture this, as well as assure you're in the right place to exude this power. That's the why. Plain and simple. Introduction. Does God really have a man just for me? If so, where is he? When is he coming? And what in the world is taking his behind so long? I'm sure that's what you're thinking, and I understand how you feel. Waiting on the man God has for you can be annoying, frustrating, and at times, you feel hopeless. It's not an easy path to walk. However, when done right, it will, without a doubt, provide the most benefit. Does God really have a man just for you? Well, to be honest, the answer is yes and no. No, because your actions can have an impact on whether you receive him or not. The idea of a soulmate, a person you're guaranteed to be with, is simply not true. We all make decisions in life, and unfortunately, many people make choices that block them from being with the person who's best for them. Notice I said the person who's best for them. This is where I believe the term soulmate can be applied. It's the yes when determining if God really has a man just for you. God knows the people who will walk into your life, as well as those who will align with your purpose and have successful relationships with you. He'll embrace any choice you make, but what you believe is a good choice may not be God's. Many of you are familiar with the phrase, wait for your Boaz. For those who aren't, here's a quick explanation. Boaz is a biblical character from the book of Ruth, who becomes Ruth's husband. Part of her story speaks to her experience of receiving a good man and is often used as a reference for single women who hope to one day marry. The phrase itself is symbolic of saying, wait on the man God has for you. Ruth's story shows proof that when you move forward in obedience, patience, and faith, you can receive the blessings that await you. So again, does God have a man just for you? Well, to be technical, if you read 1 Corinthians 11:19 in the King James Version, it states, neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. Basically, you were created to be a blessing to a man who puts God first. Not that this is your only purpose, but with regard to relationships, this is the dynamic. Ultimately, you have to be able to recognize who is worthy of you as their blessing and who's your best fit. What I'm going to discuss in this book will help you recognize the qualities that need to be in place before you move forward.